Leaders in the U.S. House and Senate have delayed the official return of Congress until at least May 4th. That means not only the absence of floor votes, but also a halt to hearings, the meetings, the hallway chats, and other ways lawmakers usually work together if they're able to get anything done. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins reports now on how the Massachusetts delegation is working to connect with constituents and push their legislative priorities amid the pandemic.
When Senator Elizabeth Warren introduced her Essential Workers Bill of Rights bill, she couldn't make the usual Senate floor speech to urge her colleagues to include it in the next coronavirus response package. So instead, she did it from the sunroom of her Cambridge home via video conference.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. I'm here with Congressman Ro Khanna. And
Warren and Khanna talked about how their bill aims to protect workers in a way that didn't happen during the 2008 financial crisis.
And that left a crisis of confidence, I think, in all of our institutions. We can't repeat that mistake.
I like the way you put that. We need these workers. And it's about the first parts of how we're going to help rebuild this economy as we come out of it. The best way to do that is to support our essential workers.
As leaders in the House and Senate work to break a stalemate over the next wave of coronavirus relief measures, webcams and cell phones have become the centerpieces of lawmakers' legislative lives. Unable to hold hearings, vote, or even meet with constituents, lawmakers are spending more and more time online to broadcast to their constituents and legislative leaders their priorities.
Can you hear me, Congresswoman?
Yes, I was having some technical problems, but the devil is a lie, so I'm here.
Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley wants to require federal officials to gather and release race-specific data about the virus. Recently, she joined Van Jones, Sean Diddy Combs, and others for a State of Black America virtual town hall to explain why.
Now, every time we start talking about race, someone will accuse us of playing the race card. What they call a race card, scientists call a data sheet. We need to have this data.
Amid the pandemic, nearly all lawmakers are hosting regular teletown halls where their constituents can ask them and their guest experts questions about the coronavirus. Some are even virtually taking their constituents with them on shopping trips to demonstrate how they, too, are making efforts to keep themselves and the public safe.
I have come with me today with a little Purell for later. Some wipes so that I can wipe down the car when I'm done. And, of course, a face mask.
That's Congresswoman Catherine Clark in her car about to head into a grocery store. In other ways, the shift online provides a more intimate view into the lives of lawmakers. One early morning, Congressman Jim McGovern vented his frustration about the White House live on Facebook, whispering in his Worcester home so as not to disturb his family.
President's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, the other day said the stockpile's not for the governors, it's for the federal government. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. The bottom line is the federal government is supposed to be there to help the states and to help everybody in this country.
Some lawmakers may need to return to Washington briefly this week to vote on a bill to give more funding for small business loans and to boost hospitals. After that, the remote messaging efforts will likely return until lawmakers are able to agree on what the next major coronavirus relief package will include. But congressional leaders said they still don't know how long that will take. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Atkins.